In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder whether any of you like to sit quietly at home on a Saturday evening. If you do, it seems you're not alone. And if you are sitting quietly at home on a Saturday evening, are you by any chance likely to tune in to Strictly? Strictly Come Dancing. I am, given half a chance. Let's have a show of hands, or even a shout out. Perhaps a show of hands. Put up your hands if you sometimes watch Strictly Come Dancing. That's a good proportion. It's a pretty good proportion. Not all of you. Never mind, you'll catch the disease in the end. It's all very well, but I've a bit of a bone to pick with Strictly. Yesterday and the day before here in the Abbey, as elsewhere in the church, we've been keeping our great annual celebration of All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day. On All Saints' Day, we give thanks to God for all the holy men and women, and come to that, children of every age since the church began, everyone who's been an example and inspiration in their own generation, and everyone whom the church looks back on with thanksgiving because they've done something extraordinary, significant, sometimes to the point of giving their lives in martyrdom. That's All Saints' Day, always 1st of November, when we sing for all the saints who from their labours rest. And then yesterday, All Souls' Day, we commemorated all the faithful departed, all those whom we've loved, who've died, but who we can't think of necessarily as saints, but our own friends, family members. We commend them to God, asking God to give them a place of comfort and peace in heaven. That's All Souls' Day, always on the 2nd of November, when we pray, rest eternal, grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. So what is the little bone I want to pick with Strictly? You may have guessed it. They don't celebrate All Saints or All Souls, but they celebrate the Eve of All Saints. Another word for All Saints is All Hallows. And Halloween is the day before, the Eve of All Saints. Well, of course, Halloween is colourful. Perhaps it's fun to dress up as ghoulies and ghosties and things that go bump in the night. But what do children learn from it? Not necessarily anything good. Well, I don't want to be too harsh. A couple of years ago, I was in New Haven, Connecticut, in the United States, on Halloween. They do it seriously. A lot of the houses had witches' hats on gables and netting. In front of one house was someone lying on the ground dressed up as a sort of, well, it looked like a crocodile, but probably something more ghastly. And the children all had special clothes as well, and they were going up streets, knocking on doors, picking up sweets outside every house or inside every house. It was fun, I suppose, harmless, though I'm sure all those sweets weren't very good for them. I just think we want our children and young people to grow up not obsessed with ghoulies and ghosties and things that go bump in the night, but things that are about goodness and kindness and generosity and politeness, and being willing to help other people, being willing to serve. And that's where the Scouts and Guides come in, I think. When I was a boy, I was a cub. I think we called them cubs then, not Cub Scouts, mine. For some reason, perhaps I had too much else to do, I never became a scout. Perhaps I was a little disappointed being a cub. We always played British Bulldog first. Now, some of you youngsters won't have heard of British Bulldog, perhaps. The task was to upend as many people as possible. One person began by trying to catch people as they ran across the hall, and everyone he caught and upended joined him until there was only one left to be caught. And, of course, he was inevitably caught. I'm sad to say there were injuries. And eventually the Scout movement banned British Bulldog. I suppose that was a good decision. But I imagine our arcader just wanted to tire us out a bit at first so that we would be good. So being good, that's the real point. Being kind, learning to love and serve, not to dominate, not to bully, not to be selfish, but to be kind. And I really believe that the Scout and Guide movement has a huge role to play in helping people to come to see that kindness is good, and to come to learn that being kind is the right way. How much better would our world be if everyone learnt as a young person to be kind? There are various ways of looking at kindness, and the route to kindness we may see as one of wisdom, being able to judge aright, knowing what matters and what really doesn't matter. Being wise leads to being kind. The lesson Ioannis read just now from the book of Proverbs was about the importance of wisdom and how we can become wise. Don't let loyalty and faithfulness forsake you, he read. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. And he went on to say that wisdom and understanding are better than silver and gold, more precious than jewels. Nothing you desire can compare with wisdom. So riches count for nothing. I suppose as long as you're not living on the streets or in night shelters. Even fame matters, not a jot. What really matters is being good and kind and doing what is right. We all know that's true. It's the only way to sleep at night, to have done the right thing, to have worked to help others, to have served the greater good. How dreadful it would be to find our whole justification in life based on the money we have in the bank or the people we've beaten or the way we've used other people for our own ends, for our own advantage. None of that leaves us feeling comfortable or at peace. The second lesson read by Brian, it was from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And this is on the same lines, but more radical. If you really listen hard, it turns out to be a little shocking. Blessed are you when people revile you, persecute you, utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Jesus says that if that happens to you, you should be really happy and glad. Now that is difficult, isn't it? None of us likes to be accused, whether we've done something wrong or not. And then, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. It's easier when we hear him say, blessed are the meek, meaning people who are humble. Blessed are the merciful. That makes sense. Sometimes Jesus expresses things really strongly to make a point. Most of us are unlikely to be persecuted, or I hope not. Most of us are not going to be accused in the streets. I hope not. But we can all be good and kind, merciful, humble, generous. And now this is the key point. Above all, Our example can help others be the same. You know for sure that children and young people aren't great at just being told. They have to be shown. They have to see for themselves. You who are here because you've given so many hours of your life, week by week, to serving, helping young people. That means you've gently and unobtrusively shown them what it is to be good and kind. And they will have caught it from you. That's the only way. No amount of telling works. You have to show them by what you do, not by what you say. And you have. That's what you've done. That's why you're here. I really want to thank you. The whole purpose of this service is to say a heartfelt thank you to you. So thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and God bless you.